Yeah, that part's awesome. So I think, you know, we talked about the value of the combine, and this event's become bigger and bigger. You guys have seen it. It's the medicals that are going on during the day, and then it's the interviews that we're doing at the nighttime. And so for us, you know, those are 15 minutes a piece. That's like speed dating. They're coming in one after another. And for us, our college scouts have done such a great job, Mark Sadowski and the whole college scouting department, of kind of knowing a lot of their backgrounds. So when they get in that room, we're really trying to gauge their football intelligence, which our coaches can do a good job of doing that. So we're looking for, you feel a guy when he comes in the room, does he have that charisma? Does he have confidence? Is he naturally football intelligent? And I know it's only 15 minutes, but we kind of have a plan in place to quickly pull that out. But after this, guys, we're still going to visit their schools. We're still going to have 30 visits to Hallis Hall. So there's still a long process that's got to play out. But this will be the first time, like for a lot of our coaches, to see these guys eye to eye, which is important. I mean, you can get a feel for their release and their velocity and those things. But again, overall, Rich, it's not just the quarterback. We got to be careful here. You know, I think you see a lot of mistakes made when you get enamored with these measurables and whatnot. And they're important. It's important to see apples to apples. But it's all on the tape, man. And I think, you know, these guys are working out in their underwear. We just got to be a little bit careful that the weight is more on what we're seeing on tape as a football player. I think it's really understanding the depth of this draft. You know, so we'll have obviously all kinds of scenarios on who's going to potentially be there at that pick, and then also scenarios on, hey, maybe this specific draft is deep, and maybe there's a lot of value at a certain section in the draft where if it's advantageous for us to trade back and acquire more picks, then that could be a viable option. So we just have to sort out the depth of the draft.
Right, from wherever you're picking.
I think you got to get value. I think when we talk about reaching at any position, and I've referenced teams I've been a part of before that I feel like maybe we've done that. You know, and I learned from that experience. And you just got to be careful with doing that, because I think what happens with us is you get competitive, and you know you need this position. And it doesn't happen the day of the draft. It happens in the months preceding the draft. You start convincing yourself that you need to push a certain position up the board, and that's when the mistake is made. So we got to be conscious of that at any position, you know. And there's certain positions in this draft that are really strong, you know, and some of those positions fit our needs. And then there's certain positions in this draft that aren't very strong, and we just got to be recognize that.